you know, the long story of The Natural Born Killers, which is I didn't want to make the movie, and for a variety of reasons. At that point, I'd nearly lost my daughter in a birth, and my wife had gone into intensive care and nearly died in that process of giving birth, and Oliver had spoken to his wife, who he was in the process of getting divorced to, that, well, if my wife died, I wouldn't have a problem getting another wife. His wife, of course, Oliver is like a brother. I understand completely that. When somebody falls, you kind of laugh. They hurt themselves, you kind of laugh. I get it. Error of judgment, made in public, probably shouldn't have said it. Wife goes to my wife. My wife says, you're not making that movie. If you make that movie, I'm divorcing you.
Wow.
So by the time we ended up coming to an agreement, which did take a substantial period of time between Oliver himself, who asked me not to leave him, he didn't want to have two divorces simultaneously, and I convinced Monona to allow me to shoot it, I was at the point where Oliver said, you figure out what the hell you want to do, how you want to make this yours. I understand you don't want to make it, but now I need you to make it, and you need to make it with as much as you can possibly put into it, which, along with Hank, we sort of put together a series of ideas that that are evident from rear screen projections and seals being beaten. I basically wrote down every demon that was in my mind, from my father throwing a dog across the room and breaking his leg to being an alcoholic. It's, you know, all these issues that I just flung at Oliver, and he fit them into the story atop a whole series of other things that I thought were going wrong with the world, and images were cascade down on projectors, you know, in the background, and all. It was quite a remarkable experience. It was I've never had anything like it. We would sit there on the set, and we would go, I'd go Super 8, he'd go, no, 35, we'd flip a coin. And, you know, you'd start shooting, you'd go, oh, wait. We've got to get at least this part in the 35. This one line, we've got to get into that. And that's the kind of work we did on that movie. We worked very much off of, I would state that it'd be closer to a Jackson Pollock for us.
Yeah.
There was, just spread it on the canvas, let's go. And feeling that if you can do it every day, and it was an extraordinarily painful encounter with creativity, because the result was I simply literally almost went mad during the process of filmmaking. You know, I broke a bone in my hand because Oliver wanted me to be rougher with the camera, and I had to charge the cell as if I was, I don't, I forget whether it was Mickey or Mallory, charging the cell and headbutting the cell, and my hand broke, you know, and thumb broke, and he laughed. It was quite funny. And then we're shooting another sequence, and we're shooting simultaneously with Larry McConkie on Steadicam, shooting a sequence inside the prison. And I was shooting, he was doing a frontal two-shot pullback, and I would steal with a 16-millimeter side angle pieces of the dialogue in Super 8, I mean in 16, but pushed and reversal. And I turned at the very last moment, too late, and the camera myself went straight into a prison cell. And a large bubble burst in my eye, like the size of a golf ball, just below the eye, below my right eye, where the eyepiece went into me. And it felt like a box, you know, just this giant thing. And Oliver looked at me, and he started laughing. Now, I could barely see. My eye was closed. All I could see was this big thing. So I was so fucking pissed off at him. I said, give me a goddamn knife, slice this fucking thing, and let's shoot. And they slid it, and I shot. And I said, fuck you, let's go.
So the making of that movie really reflected the kind of the chaos of actually watching it. Did you feel that you exercised something by making that movie?
I'll tell you at the end of the life, when I got rid of anything. Because at this point, I think I'm still holding the same demons.